Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Mem Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Please note that today's shiur begins from Mem Hei Omid Beis at the beginning of the new perek. The Daf Mem Hei Omid Aleph was part of the shiurim that we had included as part of the Daf Mem Gimel shiur, which included Daf Mem Gimel, Mem Dalid, and Mem Hei Omid Aleph. So the Mishnah, which is the beginning of the fifth perek, reads, Hashutfin shenodru hano zemizeh. Partners that swore to refuse granting benefit one to the other, asurin likones lechotzer. They cannot enter a courtyard that they had owned jointly. Rebbe Elozer ben Yankov omer ze nichnas lesoich shelo veze nichnas lesoich sheloi. These partners, each one is able to walk into the courtyard with the claim that the section that I'm walking on right now, this is my section. And the section that the other fellow is walking in, that's his section. This concept of being able to declare or to determine that that which you're walking on right now is that which you are the owner of, even though we're dealing with something that was jointly held, this is known as the concept of brera. Of we could translate that in as retroactive determination. We determine who the owner is when you start walking in there. The Rashi, in explaining the Tanakama, says, Asurim likones lechotzer, bechotzer sheshneihem, we're talking about a jointly owned chotzer, dechochad also bedrisus regel shel chavero. Each person is prohibited in walking on the property belonging to the other person. The Kosavar Ein Brera, and the Tanakama is of the opinion that we don't hold from Brera, the idea of retroactive determination. The Amor that would have enabled me to say, Hai Lechelik Chavero Ayo, Vahai Lechelik Chavero Ayo. If you would hold from Brera, you would say that each portion that you're walking on is your portion. And by not saying Brera, I'm then saying that wherever I'm walking, I might very well be walking on a portion that belongs to the other person. And again, you're dealing with a situation of they had sworn not to benefit from one another. The Mishnah continues at the top of Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Ushnehem Asurin Lamid Rechaim V'Tanur Ulegadil Tarnagolim. Both of these people who had sworn not to benefit from one another cannot set up in that jointly owned courtyard. They cannot set up a grindstone, an oven, or raise chickens. If one of the partners had been restricted from benefiting from his friend, loy yikones lechotzer, he cannot walk into the courtyard. The Rashi on the second line from the top, actually, let me retract that we'll get back to that a little later. Rebbe Elozer ben Yankov Oimer, Rebbe Elozer, who we already saw in the Reisha of the Mishnah, who hailed from the concept of Breira. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says here, Yochol hu loimar loi, the Mudar Hano can say to the Madir, L'soch sheli ani nichnas ve'ini nichnas l'soich shelcha. Yes, I'm walking into the chotzer. That's what I'm walking into is my part, not your part. So that even though the vow says that I cannot benefit from you, when I walk into the chotzer, that portion, that which I'm standing in, this is my part. The kofin es hanoider limkor es chelkai. And we force the person who made the vow to sell off his portion. The Rashi that we began before on the second line from the top, he who instituted, who initiated the vow, he is to sell his portion. Asan l'rabbonan. This ruling of the kofenes hanoda limkor es chelko is in accordance with the rabbonan. The amri asurim likones b'chotzer. This is in accordance with them who had said that it's forbidden, it would otherwise be forbidden for the mudar to go into the chotzer. So you have this poor chap who can't walk into his chotzer as a result of his partner imposing a vow on him. So we say, look, you know, if you imposed a vow on your friend, you've got to sell off your portion. We continue in the Mishnah. Hoyo echod min hashuk mudar be'echod mehem hano. In this case, we have a jointly owned chotzer, and a person from the outside had been, we'll call him, the victim of a vow. One of these partners had imposed a vow on an outsider not to derive any benefit from him. So the Tanakhama says, Lo yikones l'chotzer, that outsider cannot walk into this jointly held chotzer. Part of the chotzer is owned by someone that the outsider is not allowed to benefit from. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Yochol lomar lo, the outsider can say, L'soich shel chavircha ani nichnas v'eini nichnas l'soich shelcha. The part of the chotzer that I'm walking in is a part held by your friend, not by you. So I'm not in violation of the vow. Hamudar hano mechaveroi v'yesh loy merchotzu beisabad muskorin bo'ir. Here you have a general mudar madir situation, and the madir, the person who imposed the vow, owns a bathhouse or an olive press, and those entities are currently rented out to someone in town. Im yesh lo bohen tfisas yad osur. If the madir has tfisas yad, this is an expression that the Gemara will deal with, but without translating it, in certainly not in legal terms, we'll simply say, we'll give it a literal translation. That means if that madir has some holding on the bathhouse or the olive press, and we are not explaining yet what that means, what constitutes a holding on it. So if he has some holding on it, then the mudar, the subject of the vow, cannot benefit from the merchatz or the beis habad. Ein lo bohen tfisas yad muter. If the original owner who rented it out to some outsider, and that original owner does not have any holding on it, then it's mutar for the mudor to go in there. Because once the facility is rented out to someone else who has complete control over it, the madir is said to be out of the picture. Ha'imer l'chavero, koinem l'beischo shani nichnas v'sodecho shani loikeach. Person vows that he will not enter so-and-so's house, he won't purchase so-and-so's field. Mace Oisha Machul Liacher Mutter. If the owner of the field or of the house died, or he transferred, he sold it to someone else, then the person who had vowed not to enter it or buy it is allowed to. Koinem Bayis Ze Shani Nichnas Soda Zu Shani Lokeach. Here, the vow was not stated in the personalized or possessive form like in number one, but here it's an objective vow regarding the house or the field. He says, he imposes a konam, which is an expression of a vow of prohibition on the house, on this house or this field I will not buy. If the original owner had died or sold it to someone else, that does not enable the one who took the vow to benefit from those properties, because, as we said, the vow was imposed in an objective fashion without the possessive element. So objectively, the house is prohibited. Objectively, the field is something that he cannot purchase, regardless of who the owner is right now. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.